Dr. Jeffrey Copen is joining us, Chief Medical Officer of Northwestern Medicine, Lake Forest Hospital. Dr. Copen, you hear the mayor? Things are reopening. We've got lots of new things to look forward to this spring and summer, festivals, concerts even, and the United Center fans can head back into the UC too. So lots of exciting news. How are you today?
I'm good. All that's great news. And Anna, I think we can call this Anna Plan version 2.0.
I will take credit for it. Thank you. Thank you. You and I came up with the 4.5 phase. Well, actually, I came up with it and then no one cared about it. And then you jumped on board and then everyone cared about it. You said that's a good idea, Anna. And suddenly, boom, the mayor within days decided it was too. Now, look, it's just kind of exciting, though, to feel as if we get our summer back. There's still our precautions. Lots of, you know, things we have to pay attention to, of course. But It sounds like, you know, it's going to start to feel like we get to do some of the things we used to get to do in the summertime.
100%. You know, I think we're going to be seeing some festivals. You know, where the first ones are being scheduled now. I mean, how exciting is that? Our ability to be outside doing things. The data are looking better and better. You know, the positivity rates and all the testing that we're doing is coming down. Hospitalizations, thank goodness, are coming down. The death rate is starting to come down. And this is going on pretty much all over the country. We're getting close to 40% of the adult population being fully vaccinated. Based on the experience in Britain and in Israel, that seems to be a wonderful inflection point where we should see a continued decrease in the number of people being infected with SARS-CoV-2, with the COVID virus. So this is really exciting stuff. It's what we've expected to see, Anna. It's what we've been talking about now for, you know, really a couple of months. And we're seeing all this come to fruition. You know, the one thing, though, you know, we can't stress it enough how important it is that everybody gets vaccinated. A couple of weeks ago, we were talking about how difficult it was to get vaccine appointments. It's not the problem anymore. I mean, we got plenty of vaccine. It's come online. We're quickly getting to the point we're going to have more vaccine than demand. And I just hope that the folks out there who have not yet been vaccinated will feel comfortable about getting vaccinated. And please go out and get vaccinated. We need more and more people to get those jabs.
Yeah, I hear you. One of the statistics I saw, and maybe this is why you heard Dr. Arwady tried to put this incentive plan into place about the Vax Pass to allow special privileges for concerts and Lollapalooza, maybe VIP seating for younger people if they get the vaccine. I'm looking here. There's a Quinnipiac University. I always stumble on that one, but they do good polls. And they found that 36% of adults under the age of 35 do not plan to get the vaccine. More than a third say, no, I don't plan to do it. And so there seems to be, that's one of the groups that does need a little push. Maybe the Vax Pass is one way to get that going. I don't know. I wonder how you motivate folks who haven't looked around and seen so many of their friends in their age group, you know, get the most severe cases. Maybe that's part of it.
Yeah, for sure. You know, young people are smart, and they all know lots of people who've had COVID and have done really well. Had a mild case, asymptomatic, whatever it might be. The incentive to be vaccinated with an infection that a person doesn't feel is going to cause much of a deleterious effect on his or her life. Should a person be infected, you know, what is the incentive? So, you know, the Vax Pass, that might be something. I would hope, though, that even our younger people would start to understand that getting a safe vaccine that will minimize the risk of getting infected, will minimize any concern with infecting somebody else, it should be incentive to get the vaccine. And I hope that message continues to get out to the younger people.
How about it? Yeah, I think, you know, I'm hopeful about that, because I also feel if it just becomes really easy to do, if you're vaccinating people at farmers markets and festivals and the places that you're going anyway, it starts to become pretty easy to do it. It already is, as you said, you can get an appointment, but just think about how, I know in the past I've gotten a flu shot when it's been like super convenient too. Like I'm like, oh my gosh, you know, they're doing it at work. It's great. Let me go get a flu shot. And when you make it super convenient.
Yeah, I still like my idea. You get a shot get the shot, right? I mean, that could help too, you know, set up in areas where, you know, where the young people are. And, you know, make it something everybody wants to do. I think we're going to start to see more and more of that now over time.
Yeah, I bet you're right. Hey, one other thing, we were talking about reopening. We mentioned last time we spoke, Dr. Copen, about graduation ceremonies. That was another part of the announcement, is that CPS is going to hold in-person graduations. My niece is so excited. She's in eighth grade and didn't think that that was going to happen. But they say indoors at 50% capacity, outdoors at 25. I don't know. I guess there's another capacity limit for that. I think they go up to 100 people outdoors. So it's kind of cool they can have that back, too.
Yeah, and it has to happen. You know, we're at that point. We should be opening up to do these kinds of things. I hope that the capacity and the outdoor events is increased. I know there's a lot of discussion going on about that right now, how to do that safely. We know the risk of being infected when outside is so very low. We should be taking advantage of that to see to it that we can have outdoor events like graduation. So important for the kids and their families.
Yeah, I agree. Hey, maybe you can help us with that, too. We were mentioning earlier, me and Steve Ruxton, who's in the news, were saying it was curious that the mayor said, okay, you can go indoors at the UC now, the United Center, at 25% capacity, but didn't change the outdoor stadiums for the Cubs and Sox. That kind of stayed where it is at 25% capacity. Do you think that there'll be some movement on that, or how do you read that?
Yeah, I suspect that they're just being conservative. I mean, through this entire time, the public health authorities have been conservative. I think we can understand why. Mm-hmm. I think the time, though, has come to start liberalizing some of these decisions, and certainly opening up outdoor events beyond 25% would just make a lot of sense right now. And my own belief is it sends the right message to everybody that things are getting better, but you know, we need to still get vaccinated if we're not. I mean, I can't stress that enough. And let's just be careful even when we're outside. Like we talked about a couple of days ago, Anna, you know, if we're in a Lollapalooza like mosh pit, that could be a problem. Right, but to be at Wrigley Field that is half full, I don't think that's a big issue anymore, and people should feel safe doing that.
Question for the doctor: my son tested positive for COVID April 6th. He's okay now. How soon should he get vaccinated? How soon should you after you've been infected?
Yeah, I'd wait a few weeks and then go ahead and get vaccinated. At first, there was some concern, waiting 90 days, that kind of thing. It's not necessary. So I'd say in May, it's okay. Go ahead and get vaccinated.
Okay. And we also talked about Johnson & Johnson, that is deemed safe to go ahead and get that. That's back in distribution. Any thoughts about that, Dr. Copen?
No, I think Johnson & Johnson is safe. After the pause, that's what FDA said. CDC said the same thing. It is safe. People should feel safe getting it. My own sense is that there was a bit of an overreaction putting the pause on. I understand why they did it. I didn't think it was necessary. I'm glad that Johnson & Johnson is available again. And people who have the opportunity to get the single dose, particularly younger people, go ahead and get it. There's been over 8 million people in the United States who received the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, and there's 15 reports of this strange blood clotting. 15 out of 8 million, I think people can feel safe and go ahead and get it.
Okay. Yeah, I just wanted you to reiterate that because I know that's back in distribution and people are asking, which one did you get? It just sort of feels to me the answer is still whichever one you can get, whichever one is there when you go to get your appointment is the right one. Is that the way you look at it?
Yeah, I do. The nice thing, again, about the Johnson & Johnson, it's one dose. That's a good thing. I think we'll start to see Johnson & Johnson in doctor's offices and clinics shortly. Some already have it. Because of the storage requirements for Johnson & Johnson, it actually can be kept in a physician's office. So that will be another way for us to get it out, in particular to people who have not yet had it, but go to see their doctor, go to a local clinic. So that's going to be a really good thing.
Yeah, well, you've told us before, Dr. Copen, about how you have, there's a reaction when you have it, and typically that just means your body's, it's working, and your body's reacting to it and building it up the immunity that you need. One of the things here, though, there's a study, swollen lymph nodes following COVID-19 vaccination could mean you already had the virus. What do you make of that?
Yeah, that was a study out of the United Kingdom. It's called an observational study. They just looked at a whole bunch of people who got the vaccine. There, it's the AstraZeneca vaccine, but it doesn't matter. And it turned out that the people who had a prior infection with the virus, when they got the vaccine, the incidence of having swollen lymph nodes, and these would be swollen lymph nodes in the armpit, mm-hmm. was higher than people who were not previously infected. It's not a huge number of people, but enough that they picked up on this. And I think that makes sense, Anna, mm-hmm. because somebody who's had an infection has a certain amount of natural immunity, which is kind of the equivalent of the priming dose, the first dose of, say, the Moderna or the Pfizer vaccine. So then when they get the second dose, or somebody who's been infected and has recovered the first dose, we would expect the stronger immunological reaction by the body because the body's already seen the virus. So I'm not surprised about this. Again, it simply speaks to the way that our bodies are just so well equipped to deal with these infections so we can develop antibodies and other immunity. So if we get infected later, we'll be able to fight it off and not get sick.
Mm-hmm. I hear you. Happy to see things reopening. It's awesome news to see that we'll be returning safely to festivals and all that kind of thing. One thing, I don't know if you heard us earlier, weddings are allowed, again, indoors at a larger capacity. And they're saying if you're vaccinated, you don't count against the total. I mean, we were joking earlier, when you give out those cards inviting people to weddings and ask if they want chicken or beef, you're going to have to say vaccinated or not vaccinated, because I don't know how you get head count when you're trying to figure this out, Dr. Copen. You got any thoughts there?
Well, you know, I part of it is I would say to the bride and groom, part of the gift that you would like for your wedding from your guests is everybody should be vaccinated. Wouldn't that be great?
Great point.
You have 300 people at your wedding and all 300 are vaccinated. That would be a good time. You know, people wouldn't have to worry. Everybody could just have a great time. No concern about the number of people that are there. I think that's the place that we really want to get to. As we've talked about before, Anna, I'm concerned about, like, for restaurants, and we know that the capacity at a restaurant has been increased now by the city. Mm-hmm. The recommendation is that you don't have to count people who are vaccinated, but the restaurant owner is going to keep track of who's vaccinated and who's not. We're not at that point, and I can't imagine that a restaurant owner or manager is going to want to do that. Again, it's just another wonderful thing about being vaccinated. And that's why we just need everyone to be vaccinated.
Important stuff, important points as always, Dr. Copen. Thank you. Good talking with you. And have a good weekend. We'll hopefully talk to you next week.
Yes, you too. Everybody, get vaccinated if you haven't been. You'll have an even better weekend.
Thank you, Dr. Copen. Enjoy yours. That's Dr. Jeffrey Copen, Chief Medical Officer, Northwestern Medicine, Lake Forest Hospital.